in the woods or up on the hillsides. You know what that's called?
Honeysuckles.
All right. What about another kind? Can you name another kind? It grows in the mountains usually. Mountain. Small clusters of flowers, pink and white. Mountain laurel. Have you ever heard of that? Mountain laurel?
No. Dogwood bloom like that too.
Well, it's on a tree though, isn't it?
Yeah.
I believe this would be on a bush. Have you ever heard of laurel?
No.
All right. What about the bigger ones then that have great big pink or white or red flowers? They grow wild and farther up in the mountains. Maybe I haven't been in the mountains too much.
No.
And I don't think there are many of these growing wild around here. They have great big bunches of flowers. Would you know what those are? Rhododendron. Have you ever heard of those?
Yeah.
I don't think there are many of them right around here, though, are there?
No.
I think they're up a little farther north in the mountains. All right. Now you mentioned the magnolia tree. Have you ever heard that called by any other names?
No, ma'am.
It has the prickly seed pod, doesn't it?
Yes.
About the shape of a cucumber.
That's right.
Have you ever heard it called a cucumber tree?
No.
All right. I haven't either, but I guess it is called that sometimes. All right. Let's see.
It won't take long to finish that, will it?
It wouldn't, but aren't you awfully tired?
No.
Well, I think we'll stop here tonight, Lucille. I think we've gone. Lucille, in a married couple, we have two people who make up the marriage. Who are, what are the two people called?
The preacher.
Well, all right, very good. The preacher performs the marriage, but he marries what two people? They become the new
bride and groom.
All right. And then we refer to them later as
husband.
And the
wife.
All right. Now, if a married woman has trouble making up her own mind, or if she's referring to this man she's married to, she might say, I must ask my
husband.
All right. Do you know of any other names that these husbands are referred to? Now, all right, but that is if they're just speaking in a friendly, an intimate way to someone in the family, they might say, well, I've got to ask my, might they say anything else besides husband?
No.
All right. And what about a wife? Would she be referred to in any other way by, especially older people, I think, by the husband? Would he refer to her, if he's talking about his wife, to somebody else?
They usually call him honey or something.
All right. But if he's not, if he's just referring to her and he's not calling her by a name or anything, and he says, well, I'm late, I'd better have some good reason to tell.
Why?
Okay, all right. A woman whose husband is dead is called a
widow.
All right. If he has just left her, she's still alive, but if he's just left her, she would be called a what kind of a widow?
A divorce.
Well, now they haven't really got a divorce. They just don't live together.
He's just separated.
All right. Have you ever heard the term grass widow?
Yeah.
Do you remember what that means to you, a grass widow?
No.
All right.